Hello, Little Rock Church. Welcome to this this video chat that we're going to have with Tracy Williams. I'm so excited to sit down with her for a few minutes and talk to you, kind of for her to talk to you just for a few moments about your kids, family life, mental health with all this is going off. So with all this that's going on. So good morning, Tracy.
Morning.
Could you, for those who don't know you, could you introduce yourself just briefly? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So Tracy Williams, I'm a licensed clinical social worker. LCSW is what we call it. I'm in private practice, seeing kids, families, teens, women at Napa Valley Counseling Center. I have a background in early childhood, attachment, trauma, things like that. So yeah. And I'm a mom of five daughters. From 34 to 19, married to Scott for, well, I think since we were five, it's been a lifetime. So, yeah, that's me.
Yep. You and I are kind of on the, you've got more with five, but you and I are on the same same side of the tracks with the daughters.
Yeah. Estrogen heavy.
Man,
and we were into nesting for a few months, but now, the nest is getting a little fuller. So we've got Claire and Rachel back home, which is way fun. There are blessings in this social distancing, at least for me.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Boy, I really do appreciate you sitting down with us. And, I'm thinking through, life is different than it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, kids, the first couple weeks, even the first week, for us, it was around spring break. So it's kind of fun. And then the reality in our home is kind of setting in that, birthday parties are going to be different. School is different and we're home a lot more and our kids are picking up that life is different. And so could you kind of talk to us a little bit about what you might say or advice you would have for families who are thinking, how do I talk to our kids about what's going on in the world?
Yeah, good question. I always think it's important to start out with where your kids are. So no matter how old they are, ask them. Just open the conversation up. Sometimes we don't have conversations like this with our kids. And in the absence of information, our kids will fill in gaps, usually with something much worse than it actually is. So just ask them. So a lot of people are talking about this coronavirus, and a lot of things have changed because, we're doing life at home more, we're doing school at home now. What do you know? And what do you want to know? So get where they are first. You'll be surprised probably at what your kids already know, and there may be some misinformation there, so you can help them understand more about it. They need to know, there is a virus that's going around, and it can make our bodies feel bad. It can give us a fever and a cough, and you've been sick before, so you know what that feels like. And so people will be getting this. But the good news is that doctors and scientists learn more about it every day. So there are good people and good helpers working on this who are learning how to take care of anyone who gets sick. But we're going to do all we can to stay safe and to protect people that are older or sick, because we know that sickness is always harder on them, by staying home. So we're going to protect everyone by staying home more. And that's different, and it's unusual. It's not anything we've ever done as a family, not anything mom and dad ever did growing up. So we're all learning how to do this together. We're all learners. Kids are learners. Great. They're used to that. Kids are used to learning, so if we phrase it in that way, we're all learning how to do this. And does that make sense? What do you think about that?
No, I think that's so helpful. So What would you say, in our family, we kind of deal with anxiety sometimes. When it comes to kids, what are some coping things or coping exercises that you would say we should work on or do?
Yeah. Well, I think the most important thing for us as parents is that we don't really teach our kids anything that we're not already doing. We can't tell our kids to do a coping strategy that we're not already using and modeling. That whole, we can't tell our kids, do what I say, not what I'm doing.
I do all the time.
So we've got to be in a place of peace and of rest, because our kids are going to pick up on it. I mean, you know, we're all kind of herd animals in a way. You know, when one in the herd gets kind of a anxiety, everybody begins to feel it. Mm-hmm. So we've got to be in a place where we are okay. And that doesn't mean we have all the answers or we don't have any anxiety at all, because, I mean, we'd have to be asleep to not have any. But, you know, to make sure that we're taking care of us first. So kind of like that old adage in an airplane, you know, those emergency instructions they give us at the beginning of a flight, you know, put on your own oxygen mask before you try to help someone that's traveling with you. We've got to make sure we're doing that. And sometimes we parents don't do that. We're way focused on our kids and not so much on us. And that's not selfish at all to take care of us first. We've got to do that because we kind of feed them from us. So, you know, whatever feeds us is what we need to do. You know, make sure we're spending time in the Word. God has a lot to say to us about fear and anxiety because He knows that's the way we're bent. You know, it's the human condition to be afraid. So make sure we're spending time in the Word, in prayer, talking to other people. You know, with us as adults, our information should kind of flow upward. So when we need to talk about how we feel, we need to find those people that are safe for us to talk to about it and not our kids. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Make sure you're talking to people in your house church, in your small group, in your family. Tell them how you're really doing and support each other that way. So that's the most important thing we can do, because we're modeling for our kids mm-hmm. resiliency and how to do crisis.
Man, that's so good. And a big responsibility also, as I think through kind of how I can model that for my kid.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all human. So, as I say this, I'm not saying do this well because I'm doing it well or perfectly. I'm saying this is hard and this is human time. And so, you know, but that's the reality of it. Our kids were watching us and they're feeling us. Mm. You know what I mean? They're feeling us out. And so we've got to be that first before we can ever tell them how to do, you know, how to cope.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that kind of brings me to my next question of kids might be experiencing what we're experiencing for sure. But then also, what would you say to mom and dad who are kind of now, quote unquote, and I don't like using this word, but they feel in a sense stuck with their kids? And you know, everybody's at home. It's just different. And so, you know, in a very sad way, on a very serious note, I heard child abuse is up right now, and you know, things are just as a residual effect of all this, it's sad. So, what sort of advice would you give for mom and dad to kind of help keep them plugged into a schedule, plugged into where they might not get into a negative space in their head and their heart? And what would you say to them?
Yeah, that's really good. Point. So I think establishing healthy boundaries is really, really good. On the one hand, this increased time at home gives us more time for connection. And that's not a bad thing because we live in a very disconnected world. We're all so busy. Our kids have always been involved in so many activities. And, you know, school, a lot of things bring us apart. So this is kind of a forced togetherness, which is new. Most of us don't live on the prairie where we're always together. So this is new. So learning that togetherness is great, but also you can create apartness in your house, and that's healthy too. So setting up rhythms and structures, you know, there's this time we do breakfast and we all do it together. And then we go, you know, from this time we go do our school in our separate places or our work. We come together for, you know, lunch. And I know with littles, I'm not saying that will always work because they're always under your feet.
Right.
So as I'm saying this is kind of to a variety of ages. Mm-hmm. But, you know, setting up those routines and structures where we can say as adults, now it's time for you to play in your room right now. It's time for you to go do, you know, Legos right now, or, you know, just setting up that's okay for us to say, this is the time when we do this or that.
Oh, that's so helpful.
Yeah, because our kids do need rhythm and structure, and school provides that. I mean, school is very structured. They have very certain times of the day that they do certain things. And so we thrive, I mean, kids really especially thrive on structure. So in the absence of them having that at school, we are going to have to do that for them at home. And so maybe a visual schedule is good. So you kind of create on a poster format or whatever your day needs to look like, your kid's day needs to look like, and you put that down. I mean, that's going to be flexible and adjusting over time too. This is not, I mean, we're all figuring this out as we go along. We're making up as we go along.
Sure.
But, you know, just set up some rhythm, some structure, so that everyone kind of knows where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be doing at any certain time.
That's great. Well, Tracy, I appreciate your time so much. I think this has been, it's been helpful for me to hear some of the things you're saying. And before we wrap up, did you have anything else you wanted to add or say? And it's okay if you don't.
Yeah, I think just kind of what to expect with kiddos, all of us under stress or strain. So one thing that we know for sure is that with kiddos, their behavior is their communication. So we're going to see changes in their behavior, and we're going to be able to, as adults, to read that as they're communicating to us, that this is different and unusual, and they're in some ways not comfortable with it. They don't know how to feel about it or think about it, and they really can't verbalize all that very well. So you'll see a change in their behavior. So what will that look like? Lots of times with our kids, you'll see a regression to previous developmental stage. So think about where they were maybe a year or so ago, and they're probably going to revisit some of that. So you may see sleep disturbance. Sleep routines are hard. They're not going to sleep. They're not staying asleep. They're not getting good quality sleep. You may see that. You may see more toileting accidents with littles. You may think, well, we've already been through this. Well, and we're doing it again. We're having accidents. That's just kind of part of it. It's temporary as they adjust. You may see that they're more picky about their food, you know, or just clingy or disagreeable in lots of other ways. Things that don't seem related to the change. Again, that's changes in their behavior. They're communicating something's off, something's weird. I don't know about it, you know. We may see them kind of saying they can't do things that we know they've already mastered. I can't tie my shoes. I can't find my iPad. I can't do this homework. I can't. And you know they can, and you know they did it before. But these changes are just indicating that they're just insecure and they're needing more from you. Hmm. We can read it as attention seeking, and that kind of has a negative spin. But if we look at it as connection seeking, that'll help us have more empathy and compassion with them. They're just looking for more of us right now. Mm-hmm. Again, it's temporary. This isn't our kids, you know, this is not going to be the way it's going to be forever. But for right now, this is hard for them in the same way it's hard for us. And so we may be seeing those things. Let me think what else we may see. Just any kind of change in behavior that doesn't even seem to be related to social distancing, to doing school at home, to doing life at home. It is related. It is the way they are exhibiting stress and strain. In the same way that within a marriage, we may snap at each other about things that seem so unrelated to this thing that we're doing, but it is related. It's just our way of showing the cracks.
Everything's connected, isn't it?
It is. It is. Connected.
Well, that is, I needed to hear that. That is, I've already experienced that in my house with the kids and the change of behavior, and especially our 6-year-old daughter. You know, I think it's just not seeing friends and all those sorts of, so I didn't know to put those two things together. So that's really helpful for me to hear. Tracy, I just want to thank you for sitting down. I think this
for
is
sure. Awesome
and helpful, and we're going to put this up on YouTube soon, and everybody will see it. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Tracy.
All right. Just y'all take care of each other. Be compassionate. Be understanding. This is brand new. We're all doing something we've never done before. We've never seen done before. And it's hard. So
amen.
Let's go easy on ourselves.
Good advice.
All right.
Tracy.